With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump responds to Iran's latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
Saudi Arabia says damage assessment is underway after a drone strike on its Samraf refinery on the Red Sea. $3.88 a gallon, that's AAA's national average for gasoline. As of this morning, it's up 4 cents a gallon from yesterday. Former Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent's claim that Iran does not pose an imminent threat to the U.S. is being refuted by the White House.
We don't want somebody leading the counterterrorism task force who cannot agree that the number one state sponsor of terror in this world did not pose a threat to the United States. That's what another falsehood he said in his letter of resignation, which is just unequivocally false. It's backed by intelligence.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. A tiny Southern California desert community has tied the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. The 108-degree day in North Shore, California, came amid a record-breaking winter heat wave that's gripping the Southwest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 24 points. The Nasdaq futures off 53. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Illinois. A federal judge is ordering Texas to extend its private school voucher application deadline after the state blocked Islamic schools from participating. An Arkansas law requiring that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. While the judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, it's unclear as to how broadly it can be applied, if it is limited to, say, specific school districts named in the lawsuit, or if it covers the entire state. This is SRN News. The Democrats' refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration is seriously snarling air travel as airport screeners who are not getting paid are not showing up for work. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary nominee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, says the Democrats are putting the homeland at risk. He says it's also a case of playing with fire. More than 30 years following his death, sexual abuse allegations have surfaced against United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez, allegations that he sexually abused underage girls and women. As expected, the Federal Reserve is keeping its key short-term interest rate unchanged for now. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell cites an increasingly uncertain outlook for the U.S. economy and inflation given the ongoing war in the Middle East. More details at SRNnews.com.